But we're going to keep on a semi-budget related topic to start the programme this afternoon. Because I read an article in the last couple of days which says that the sale of slow cookers has gone crazy in the last number of weeks since people started receiving very high electricity bills. Now, I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and apparently it is far more economical to use a slow cooker than a conventional oven. And that is probably because it burns less electricity, and therefore if you are somebody who cooks frequently, 7 days a week perhaps, and maybe you have a family to cook for, then it will ultimately lead to an impact on your electricity bill. And I'm sure many of you got a bill through the post this morning like I did and got a bit of a shock when you opened it. But what is involved in cooking with a slow cooker? Can you still get delicious meals, and will it really be economical? Well, Mark Doe, well-known chef and owner of the Just Cooking Cookery School in Fyries, is on the line with us now to chat more about this. Mark, you're very welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It's lovely to have you on the show again.
Thanks a million. Yeah, great to be back. Yep.
Mark, you were a fan of slow cookers long before they became fashionable. Am I right in saying, was it your grandmother that gave you one years ago?
Yeah, it was. I still have an original slow cooker, and I was given that in 1986, I think, the year I went to college to train as a chef. And it's a small little slow cooker that cooks for two people, and it still worked, and I still use it on the courses in the school. It only cooks a small amount, but it's fantastic. Yep, it still works.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's got longevity as well. What is the sort of principle behind a slow cooker versus a conventional oven?
Okay, I suppose with a slow cooker, obviously, like you mentioned there earlier, you're definitely using less electricity. As far as I'm aware, it's about the same as a 50-watt light bulb, okay, compared to obviously firing up an oven. As far as I know, that's about the same kind of wattage, okay, so it's pretty low. The idea then is obviously your food cooks slowly throughout the day, and, you know, the clue's in the name, it is a slow process of cooking. You're not going to cook anything quickly in a slow cooker. So, yeah, you're basically stewing, you know, the tougher bits of meat tend to work better in slow cookers. When it comes to roasting, you can do pot roasting them, but I'm not a big fan of, like, chicken done in the slow cooker, for instance, Deirdre, you know?
You're not a big fan of what, did you say? Didn't catch that?
Like a whole chicken done in the slow cooker. A lot of people might pot roast a chicken, okay, and try and achieve a lovely crispy roast chicken. And you're not going to get that in a slow cooker because there's not enough heat, you know? So I think the dishes that kind of suit slow cookers really are what I'd call the wet dishes. Things like stews and casseroles and stuff like that, I think it's just amazing in them, you know?
What is it that you do? Do you just get all the ingredients like you would for a pot of stew and just put them all into the slow cooker and then just put it on?
You can do that, but you're not going to end up with the best results, to be honest, because what can happen is, you know, bearing in mind they're so slow, okay, you could throw everything into the slow cooker cold, and your stock or your water and your meat, and by the time you come home, it might have only just come to the simmer, you know? So I would always suggest you basically start your stew as you would, okay? So just brown off your meat in a pan, add your vegetables, etc., put that into the slow cooker, then boil your stock. So everything's hot going into the slow cooker. So then it doesn't, you know, have that time that it has to come up to temperature. It's already hot going in. And then click the button, 3 hours on high, and everything's cooked generally. If you have it on low, you're looking at 6 hours plus. Okay, so if you have your slow cooker on low, for a stew, it's going to take at least 6 hours. If you have it on high, it's going to be ready in 3 hours.
My goodness. And as you said, again, at a time when people are considering the cost of everything, this is a great option if you want to go for the cheaper cuts of meat.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, actually, because you are buying the cheaper cuts of meat, which have gone up in price as well, but everything's gone up, you know? So, you know, you're talking about things like, for instance, like beef cheeks are a fantastic piece of meat, and a lot of people don't use these. And the cheeks of beef are absolutely fantastic for slow cookers. Stewed slowly, they just fall apart when they're cooked. Then you're talking about, you know, you're stewing lamb, you're stewing beef, stuff like that. I mean, it's gorgeous food for this time of year, isn't it? You know, that kind of wholesome stews and that. So, yeah, and soups. Soups are fantastic in the slow cooker as well. Mm.
The only thing that struck me when I was hearing about this is that I think a lot of people are uneasy, Mark, about leaving the house all day, being gone off to work and leaving an appliance
on. Yeah. I think I'm sure they're seriously testing. Well, I'd imagine the worst thing that's going to happen is a fuse is going to blow, or if anything was to go wrong, it's going to blow a trip switch. I mean, I can't see it being any worse than leaving a fridge on, or, you know, I really can't personally myself, you know. I'm pretty sure they're pretty well tested at this stage.
So you could head away and let's say you're going to be gone for 6 or 7 hours out of the house. You could put your stew on in the slow cooker in the morning.
Beautiful.
And time it to be ready, so you come home in the evening and all you have to do is serve.
All you have to do is serve. And you might want to, like, potatoes are funny in a slow cooker, you know, so I might come home and if I've got a stew in the slow cooker, I'll put a bit of mash on as soon as I come home, and all you got to do is make a piece of mash, you know, a bit of mash or a baked potato. But yeah, it's pretty much it. I mean, you've got your stew made, you could add some baby spinach at the end just to let that wilt. Sometimes I add some frozen peas, you know, when I come home, and give it another 10 minutes in the slow cooker to add some peas to the stew. It's like that. They're so versatile. And I think just the one thing that people often go wrong with, Deirdre, if you don't mind me just saying here, is they often they put too much liquid in the slow cooker, too much stock or water, and when they come home they have this really, really watery stew. Okay, so just barely cover your ingredients with the stock or water that you're using. Okay, and then if you need to thicken that, the best way to thicken your sauce at the end is just a little bit of corn flour mixed with water. Okay, stir it into the slow cooker and just let it cook for a further 15 minutes before you serve it, and you'll have a perfectly kind of thickened sauce if you need to.
Ideal for anyone living alone too, I'd imagine.
Oh, fantastic. And bulk cooking, like, why not? The bigger the slow cooker you can buy, I know they're hard to buy now, then, and also air fryers have gone huge as well, haven't they? Because again, they're cheaper to run. You know, air fryers are cheaper than lighting your oven. But I'd go for the biggest slow cooker you can, because then you can bulk cook. So you can make a big batch of your chili con carne, or a big batch of your stew, or a big batch of your curry. I mean, you can freeze some, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point as well. A couple of people want to ask you questions about slow cooking, Mark. One listener says, can you put bacon and turnip into a slow cooker?
You can, absolutely. Yeah, you can. So I'd cut the turnip quite big, okay, and I'd put it in the bottom of the slow cooker. Just a tiny little bit of water to cover the turnip, and then I'd put the bacon on top and just stick it on low. Low would be nice for that, for 6 hours minimum. And on low, if you go over the 6 hours, it's fine, you know. And you'll have a lovely piece of bacon in your turnip underneath, yeah.
And I believe it's you can even make mulled wine in it at Christmas.
Oh, geez, every Christmas do that, because, you know, you're getting up early to put your turkey on anyway, okay? And just throw your wine in cold into your slow cooker with all the spices, stick it on high. By the time your guests arrive, you've got a lovely smell of mulled wine around the house, and a really good mulled wine as well.
Yeah, great stuff. I'm just did a little bit of Googling here now, Mark, out of curiosity, and the variance in price for slow cookers. Yes. I mean, you can get one for as cheap as 30 quid in Woody's.
Absolutely.
And then you can get one in Harvey Norman's for around 70. So is it worth investing in the dearer one?
I don't think so. I'll be quite honest with you, Deirdre. In the cookery school, we have two of the from Lidl and Aldi, and they're absolutely fantastic. You know, they all do the same thing. You know, I think, you know, I know a lot of people that buy them from those places, and they're fine. So I don't think you have to spend massive money. I mean, you know, if you bought one for 30 euros and you got 5 or 6 years out of it, it's not bad, is it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what about cleaning them? Somebody else wants to know.
Cleaning them. So, okay, the pots usually are made of earthenware. The more expensive ones might have cast iron pots or Teflon coated pots, okay? So they're made out of earthenware. So whatever you do, never put that onto the heat, okay? To kind of, don't use it to brown off your meat as a frying pan, the insert, okay? But the insert, you know, they're pretty good. You just take them out, and I just give mine a wash with hot soapy water and a scrub, because nothing sticks to them. Because it's so low, the heat and everything's simmering, you don't get burnt, charred pieces around the edge of the dish, you know? So they're very easy to clean. Put them in the dishwasher, like not the slow cooker itself, but the insert, the dish that goes inside.
A listener says, I thought you couldn't open a slow cooker to put in veg. I'm not sure what they mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to take... Okay, I wouldn't be opening the slow cooker at the very beginning, because it takes a while to heat up, okay? So you put it on when you go to work, okay? And you've got your veg in there, maybe, your fresh veg. But if you want to add frozen veg when you come home, just lift the lid and throw the frozen veg in and give it about 15 to 20 minutes, and it will heat the frozen veg through. So if you do take the lid off, just very quickly and put it back on. I wouldn't be taking the lid off at the very beginning and, you know, halfway during cooking, but towards the end you can, absolutely. Yeah, take the lid off and add some frozen vegetables at the end. It's lovely.
Okay, well, listen, Mark, the last time you spoke to us about slow cooking, you were here in studio with us and you gave us a lovely recipe sheet. You mightn't even remember this, but there's a recipe for a slow cook beef curry and one for a chicken butternut squash and chickpea stew.
Yeah, that's a lovely that one, yeah.
So you have very kindly agreed that we can give this out to listeners if they want it, which is very... Yep. Very decent of you, Mark. Listen, I let you go, but it was great to talk to you and get the lowdown on slow cooking today.
Lovely, Jodie. Great to talk to you and thanks again.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, take care, Jodie. Bye.
That is Mark Doe there, Chef Mark Doe, talking to us about the soaring popularity and soaring sales of slow cookers. So, what I want to know this afternoon is there anyone out there who has one? I know they're not a new invention and I'm not trying to claim that for a moment, but. The reason we're talking about them at all is because I know lots of you will have got an ESB bill this morning and you probably got a bit of a land when you saw it. Now, I know we're going to get a couple of €100 off our ESB bills going forward. But at the same time, we are all trying to cut our electricity costs a little bit. And you'll probably find, any expert will tell you, that your oven is one of the things in the house that eats electricity. So it mightn't be a bad investment. And you can get one. I did a bit of research here. You can buy a slow cooker for as cheaply as £30, apparently in Woody's. That's where, well, Woody's online at least. Now, you can get an expensive one if you want to go down that route. But has anyone out there got one, and how do you find it, and what would you recommend it, and what tips would you give to other people who maybe are thinking of buying a slow cooker? We'd love to share the love and pass on the information this afternoon. Now, if you'd like a copy of Mark's recipe sheet, by the way, there's tips and hints on it about slow cooking, but there's also two great recipes, as I said, one for beef curry and one for a chicken butternut squash and chickpea stew. So the real winter warmers, ideal if you're coming in from a hard day at work, or maybe a day out in the cold if you're a construction worker or somebody who works outside. It's lovely to come in at the end of the day to a nice warm stew or something like that. So if you'd like a copy of it, all you have to do is send us an email, talkabout@radiokerry.ie, and that's all lowercase, talkabout, all one word, @radiokerry.ie, and we will send you on the recipe sheet as soon as we get a moment. Now, just a quick reminder of how to get in touch with us this afternoon if there's anything on your mind. 066 712 3666 to call, 083 300 3300 to text or WhatsApp.